Hey, honey, want to try something different this weekend?
Ooh, what do you have in mind?
Have you ever role-played before?
You mean like whips and all that other scary stuff?
Oh, no. I'm talking about rolling some dice and playing some Dungeons & Dragons. Or even trying something like a cool new board game or a collectible card game like Magic the Gathering.
Oh, that sounds way better than the other thing.
NobleKnight.com is your one-stop shop for all things role-playing, board, wargaming, and collectible card games. Noble Knight Games is committed to providing you with the best possible selection of new and used products with a selection of over 100,000. Everything on the site is in stock and ready to ship to you worldwide. Discounts are available, and you can expect reasonable prices for rare items. You can even sell or trade your stuff to them. NobleKnight.com, where out of print is available again.
So I can be the elf this time, right?
Oh, honey.
Throughout the ages, there have been heroes and warriors who have embarked on quests to save faraway lands and free the people from would-be conquerors. With dice and not a lot of common sense in various role-playing games. Today, our legends come from the halls of This Week in Geek. An unlikely group of nerdy adventurers armed with some pretty stupid ideas and a horseshoe up their butts come together to save the day in These Warriors Are Terrible. Seriously, these are the guys we're going to go with?
Hey there, geeks, geekettes, and cousinettes. Welcome to These Warriors Are Terrible. Tonight, we are hacking back into The Matrix, in the Matrix D6 system, and under the code name of this episode is The Matrix Deletion. That's what we're calling this storyline. And I am Steve Snowball Sailor, your game master, for the first time doing this on my own. And I'm not alone in this intrepid quest of Guild of Warriors. But first, before I get into that, this episode is sponsored by OffWorldDesigns.com. You can be able to get some great t-shirts there, everything from My Little Pony to Doctor Who, some great stuff. And then also NobleKnight.com, the exclusive sponsor of this. These Warriors Are Terrible. You can be able to get any type of role-playing book, no matter if you even think that they're out of print. These guys got it. And they're not expensive either. I just got a Star Trek The Next Generation role-playing book that's at least about 20 years old, and I got it for $30. That's how cheap these things are. So, NobleKnight.com, where role-playing is never out of print. Again, I know I sang this little slogan wrong, but they should change it to that. Because anyway. So, joining me to my left as the crew of the Athens, but not really joining the crew of the Athens, we have...
Well, the collaborator, I guess.
Yes.
The inside man, the turncoat, I don't know, Alistair. No, I'm not, well, I mean, turning coat, I don't know.
You're in exile program.
You're wearing a coat inside out.
I'm wearing my coat inside out. Damn it. This isn't how it works. Where's my wallet?
Justin rolled a few too many ones.
Justin, so. Mr. Ecock.
Yes.
Mr. Justin Ecock. Yes. Well, you know, you get it. What's going on? And then, hey, everyone.
Hi.
You're all weak.
And then we also have...
Julian, that's why everything tastes like chicken spillane.
I love that you keep coming up with a different phrase every single time. It's amazing. Even in Star Wars, that was awesome. And then we also have
Erica Sailor Senshi Sabo.
That's awesome. And then Cassie. Oops. Who are you?
Cassie, who are you, Cassie? Cassie, what's your name, Cassie?
What's your name again?
Who are you?
And this is Cassie Casabella Chu Chu.
Yes. Chew, are you?
Chew, chew,
chew, chew, chew, chew, chew.
All righty. So now that we know each other, let's
tell
you never really jacked
you
out of the Matrix, but we're jacking back in. So, to kind of give you a bit of a recap, the crew of the Athens is stuck inside the Matrix. They can't access any hardline because there's a virus that is implemented into the hardline itself that is killing resuscitated humans. They have no way back, but they might have a way to be able to get out of it. They found out through a club owner, Deanna, from the Club Dionysus, that this virus was created in the bowels of former Thomas Anderson's employee, the Metacortex, the building of software engineers building whatever types of software that they decide to build there.
Like accounting?
I don't know. It was something that basically that Neo decided to work for. And they are just, as they are about to find out who they know that it's a scientist that's been creating this virus, and I leave it up to the players to decide what they want to do. And they're standing outside of Metacortex.
Loading weapons.
Loading weapons.
Getting violent feelings.
Yep, it's close to midnight.
Trying to get less detached to all those non-resuscitated humans populating the building. And, you know, they were never going to be rescued. Don't worry about them.
So, I was thinking of, like, you know, maybe trying to find a slightly more stealthy way into the building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really? Can we find a guard and take his credentials?
So, like, a guard's going out for a smoke break, and then, like, walk up to him and just, like, choke him to death, and then take his, hey. Spare me a light, and then he spares me a light, and I spare a bullet in his face.
Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I can do that.
There we go.
I can spare you a light, an eternal light.
My suggestion would
really
be
bad.
That
I don't get the joke. I was just trying to.
Does anyone have alter residual image? You do.
I do, and I also have con.
Sort of thing.
I can con.
It was really bad. It was
so, it's okay, Cassie. It's okay. It's all right.
So my suggestion would be...
Cassie's getting really giddy about the thought of murdering someone.
She does, yeah.
Like,
totally.
She's
newly jacked into, like, she's newly freed, and yet she wants to kill.
Yeah, which is unfortunate. Like, you were freed from the Matrix, and now you're trapped in the Matrix again, and you're just like, oh, man, I want to, like,
let's
put a bullet in someone's head.
Let's just kill all the
things. That's just, like, right through the teeth.
All the things.
All the things.
Bring it on.
All right, so anyway, Radex.
So... You want somebody to lure a guard out. We murder him.
Why lure? Or just wait for a smoke break. We're going to take one every 15 minutes.
Wait for a guard to leave.
Paid union dues.
Then we take his ID. You alter your residual image to look like the guard. And then you let us in, and we go through the checkpoints with your credentials. That's if and only if that guard is not a program, in which case they'll know that he's dead.
No, they're autonomous. I mean, unless they were an agent, they wouldn't know. I mean, autonomous programs exist autonomously.
What can we detect?
If a program dies, it doesn't necessarily send ripples around.
Uh-huh.
Because programs age and die just like humans do. The Matrix is built on entropy. It's you know, this is a world that...
They follow the same rules as the Matrix.
Yeah, and the rules involve aging and getting old. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I'm as old as I appear to be.
Let's try that. Let's stake out for a little bit and wait for a guard.
Okay. As you guys stand there.
No, staking out. We're staking out.
Staking out. Okay.
We're
not standing in the open with our guns.
We've admitted it's late at night. It's like a little loading dock. There's corners and dumpsters and other places. I mean, I have stealth checks, but I'm not going to be hiding.
Okay.
You know, I'm out there with a smoke myself.
Okay.
I'll just go to the corner store and buy a pack of smokes. I don't care.
Okay.
I'm going to get cancer in the Matrix. Come on.
Yeah. All right.
I'll just hack the Matrix and hack out the cancer.
Is that what you want to do? You want to just stand out there with a cigarette by the smoking area?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. What does the rest of you guys want to do?
We're going to hide.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not lighting a cigarette.
Hide.
I'm going to be like faking to not be able to light my lighter and ask for a light.
Okay, all right. I want everyone except for Justin to roll a hide.
Cool.
And I guess I can roll a con, if you like.
Sure, yes, please.
That way I'm participating.
Yeah.
21.
21, okay.
18.
Okay.
Very good at hiding.
Cassie?
16.
Okay.
And a 14 to bullshit.
14 to bullshit, okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so you guys wait a few minutes, and roughly about 11:30 or so, you see a lone security guard kind of make his way out to the smoking area just outside the parking garage. The door is just off to the side of the building.
I can't light my lighter. This stupid lighter.
Yeah. So he approaches you and kind of nods.
and just kind of asks he just stands there and starts lighting up a cigarette.
So then I kind of like, you know, motion over and say, hey, spare me a light.
He goes, sure. Hands over tosses over his lighter.
Right. So as he gets a little closer then, he tosses his lighter over to
me? He tosses his lighter over to you.
Okay, great. I light the cigarette.
Uh-huh.
And that goes, great. I'm like, one of those days, eh?
Yeah. Almost off my shift.
Yeah, great. So I go to hand him back the lighter, and I fucking don't even know what to do. I'm wondering what Alistair would do. And he doesn't, he's not the most physically minded person. And I don't have a silencer. So I just keep chatting to him and keeping his attention on me. And I walk, I'm just smoking and walking. And yep, I move so that if he's going to keep his eye on me, he's going to keep his back on the people that are hidden around in the loading area.
Sure. Yeah.
I it doesn't require any audio for me to assemble things from the Matrix. So while he's chatting, I am going to create a very simple silencer.
Okay, you would definitely need to roll a interesting roll for that.
15 to con to keep distracting him.
Using assembly, that is, not through programming, using my assembly skill.
That's fine. Your 15 kind of keeps him. He keeps checking his watch just to make sure he's.
Cassie, you also have a knife too.
I do have a knife.
Yeah,
that's pretty quiet.
Would you?
Oh my god!
He rolls a 6 on his wild die to fashion a silencer, but I don't know what you're gonna.
He
rolls another 6. Second 6.
Man, you are on fire.
Can he like assemble the silencer directly onto the gun in my pocket with that?
So that's what, yes. 12 or 16 just on the wild die.
Oh jeez.
7.
Okay, you make the gun.
19.
I was
just making a silencer.
You make a silencer out of it. You turn one of your pistols into a silencer.
Exactly. Pistol.
A silence pistol.
Can I ask you something? How is it that you're not setting off the sprinkler systems alarm things?
What?
Because you're on fire.
Oh, I see what you did there. See, that recovers from your eternal light comment earlier.
Worst joke ever.
You know what? You know what, Cassie? Because of that, you get a character point.
Oh, best ever.
How far away am I from the guard?
You are about 10, 15 meters away. Kind of his back is to you. You're hiding behind a dumpster just off to the side of the parking. Like, there's a large parking garage door.
Do I have a shot, like, from where I'm standing? Am I out of sight?
Yeah.
If I expose myself, am I in line of sight?
His back is to you, so you wouldn't. Yeah, no, you wouldn't be. You definitely would be line of sight if you decided to take him out.
All right, I'm going
to
take a shot at the back of it, like back of his head.
Okay.
With a silence pistol.
Okay. Go for it. Roll.
All right.
And I'm obviously been waiting for this to happen because I'm running out of things to say. And
roll a
another con 3, 4, 5 die. Oh no, it's con's only one die. Roll 4 plus 2. Oh, wild die again, and then a 1. So 12, 13, 23, 24, 25, okay. 26, 27.
All
to
right,
bullshit the hell out
18,
of
18, 18 to hit him with the silence pistol.
Okay. All right. You
completely caught unawares.
You shoot him right in the head, and he goes down.
And I just catch him like a hug.
Totally.
And
you're
walk
like,
him.
Shh, shh.
Quiet. Yeah. No.
Sleep now.
And and then using again my con and stealth, I just kind of like hold him, and I'm gonna move him off down to the parking lot towards where my friends have been hiding.
Okay.
All right. We're just going for a walk.
Okay. Put him in the trunk of the car.
Now the car is parked across the street.
You do have a dumpster there.
Put him in the dumpster.
We can throw him in the dumpster, or you know, keep him out of sight, and Cassie can go get the car or someone.
No, let's just put him in the dumpster. Yeah. Take his ID badge, and then all his security, like take his wallet, everything.
Exactly. And I can see everything, so I can mimic his residual image. It'll take as long as I'm sustaining this. Now, it's up to you to decide how difficult this residual image is. I mean, it's hair, it's his face, it's his clothes.
Yeah.
But the default for an easy image is while I'm sustaining it is a negative 1D to any rolls while I'm holding that image. And then it gets progressively more difficult.
By the way.
Up to, I think, minus 6D if I want to turn into a cat.
Okay. What was the, by the way?
You know, you could, instead of faking his clothes, you could probably just take the ones he's wearing and put them on.
Yeah, but I got a really cool coat. I want to be able to just be like, back into the coat. All right.
Okay.
So wear the coat over the other clothing.
Do you want to risk a minus one penalty on everything for a coat?
Well, I'm gonna have to change the face and the hair. So
he's gonna,
I would take at least a minus one. It might be like minus two or three if I do the whole body. The whole body.
Oh. Well, that's important. You know?
Very. You never know. Okay. Actually, all right. Well, if we can, you're saying it's kind of it's near the end of the day. It's dark. We're in a shadow. Yeah, so you know, like any good movie, I put on his clothes.
Okay. Roll me your altered residual image.
And so altered residual image.
It's just. Oh no! It's a.
It's a sustained ability. I don't know if I roll it. What it is I take penalties on future rolls while I'm sustaining the image.
Because he could just roll it 100 times and then eventually get it right, right?
Like
That's true. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'll allow it. All right. I'll allow it. Okay. So what?
So if I'm wearing his uniform, the only thing I really need to worry about is the face, the hair. Yeah. So I mean, I can look at him and just go, "That's the face." It's up to you to decide if that's a difficulty enough for 2- or just 1-.
I'm going to go because you have to sustain it, plus you also, because you have to sustain it, it'll be a minus 2.
Oh, shit. Okay.
So, all right. So, okay. You are not exactly the spitting image of the guard, but you look like a decent enough... familiar to that could be able to pass.
Would you? This is just me bargaining with the game master.
Yeah.
While I'm like minus two to every roll, but what about that con roll? I mean, I'm using a disguise specifically to throw people off the scent.
I will allow a minus one die roll for that.
Yeah, cool.
Because it is still a con. It is a part of a con. So
I would hopefully get a bonus to Fred. You're looking a little weird. But I still look like Fred.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What is his name, by the way, now that we got his ID and his credentials, his wallet and all his family pictures?
You know what the hell? Let's call him Fred.
Fred?
Yeah.
Fred?
Yeah, Fred.
Not Fred Astaire.
No, not Fred Astaire. Hey, he is now Fred Astaire.
It's actually my son. You killed him.
Darn. Okay. All right.
I don't know who he is, right?
No.
Good.
You don't.
I would have felt a little guilty.
Yeah. You don't know who he is. Okay. So, all right. What do you guys want to do?
Well, now you guys, I guess, are going to the front door, and I'm just checking you in.
Yep.
Oh, where?
I think so.
Wait, actually, no. Let's go back in the door that Fred came out of.
Yeah.
And go in that way because I need to get to the security office to disable the. Unless you want to take us through the checkpoints, but. If they catch on, we'll still might be get caught in an elevator.
Back door. Let's go to the back door, and I'll just walk ahead.
All right,
so we'll go to the back door, and I'll walk ahead.
Right.
Okay.
Screw security cameras, I guess. Just forget it. You guys look respectable enough in your cyberpunk outfits.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you're all going through the back door?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so as you guys make it to the...
I got a key card that unlocks
the door. You got a key card, yep. So the key card unlocks the door, and you walk inside. Basically, it's a long hallway along the one side of the building, and then it sort of leads out to the lobby, but there's also a door that kind of goes to the security office that...
In the hallway we're in?
In the hallway we're in.
Oh, that's really handy.
Yeah. But you got, basically go down the hallway, and then there's a door on your left that opens out to the security office where you can see the entire lobby from it. It's a glass walls, and then but there's also another corner that leads out to the lobby.
I wish I brought flashbangs instead of frag grenades.
Yeah,
never mind.
All right,
go check on the head.
Okay, so you what are you guys doing?
Well, yeah, I'm walking on ahead.
You're walking on ahead
to just scout out numbers and see who's around and you know who's in the security office. I really hope Fred was the guy working in the security office. That'd be
that'd be great.
Vacant.
Well, you want all right. So what do you guys doing?
Well, what do I see? Because I'm staying up ahead as these guys are walking behind me.
When
so
you when you walk ahead, you when you walk into the door, you see another security guard just sitting down. He's kind of preparing his stuff to go because he's
all the TVs around him.
All the TVs around him. See the security cameras.
Yeah.
So and he's sort of preoccupied because he wants to be able to pack up for the evening. His shift is almost over. It's about over in 15 minutes.
Right.
So and then you walk in. Now, what are you guys doing?
I kind of want to just go in and relieve him. Just be like, hey, man.
You basically both have been.
Oh, I've been on his shift.
You've been on his shift. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't have known that, but fine.
Yeah, yeah, you would have, because he said that he was getting off his shift early.
Oh, Fred, did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right before we put a bullet in his head.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
getting off your shift forever.
What that implies is that there's going to be another guard here soon, is what that implies. In 15 minutes, there'll be another guard looking to relieve this guy.
Hey, you've already brought a silenced pistol to a stealth mission.
I did. Which means we probably have 15 minutes to get in, kill the guard, take down the security, install a program to make it look like everything's okay on the cameras, and get into the elevator without being detected.
Can you do that in 15 minutes?
I can try.
Okay.
Okay.
Is anyone else hack?
You are the two.
I can't hack. I can hack security stuff.
So if you, at the same time as I, if you take down the security.
I have mechanical to jam sensors and communications.
We don't want to jam.
I'm just saying, for communications, if things go on radios and that, and they start calling for help, I might be able to help with that.
Yeah.
Good.
So,
if you take out the actual security like places and things in place on the elevator and the doors.
What are we doing about Fred's friend?
Well, I'm going to kill him.
Okay. No, like now?
Well,
and then we can talk about this in like the security room rather than in the hallway.
Yes, yeah, let's do that.
I mean, okay, I'm gonna basically pull a little bit of a DM. You're standing at the doorway of the security room, so
I'm like,
where are you guys? Are you guys behind him? Are you hiding, or what are you doing?
Well, okay, so the guy's just sitting at it. So I'm just gonna walk up behind a stair here.
Yeah.
So Fred's going in. He forgot something.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Fred, you ready to take off soon?
I just nod, like, sleepily, man. Like, I just give a good, tired expression.
And you hitting up the bar tonight?
As they're talking, because I'm going to, because he's not in, you're in the doorway. You're not blocking the doorway, right? You're in the room?
Yeah, I'm walking into the room and then just non-verbally communicating, shaking my head. Like, are you going to the bar? And I just kind of, like, smile, chuckle, and just shake my head no.
I'm going to,
okay.
I'm going to line up a shot, like walk in. He's going to see me, but I'm going to line up a shot and try and shoot him.
Okay.
With the silenced pistol. Yeah. Specifically with the silenced pistol.
I think that's the best way to
okay.
go. Yeah.
So you're shooting him from like the back of his head?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm close enough as I've walked in that if the amazing Radex fucks it up, I'll choke punch him in the neck.
Choke punch him in the neck.
Oh, 20.
Okay. That definitely hits. So okay. So it basically he hit. Man, you guys are. Distinct.
I grab him quickly and just put him down to the chair, so it looks like he's just slumped in the chair.
Okay. All right. And then security office.
We've looked at the blueprints extensively. I'm assuming because we
have one member with a GPS in our brain.
Yeah.
Okay. So, is there a maintenance closet anywhere near here?
There is on the other side of the lobby.
That's not good. Okay.
It's my inner voice speaking.
That's fine.
Thank you. It sounds very much like Steve.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
These security chairs are big and comfy. He's just gonna sit back in it, you know, Weekend at Bernie style.
We have to keep him moved so that we have to get rid of him within 15 minutes because there's gonna be another guard here and he's gonna trigger an alarm if he finds a corpse.
Mm-hmm. I could put a frag grenade in his mouth.
Oh,
or not.
So maybe not.
All right, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, right. Might be okay. Better.
So,
just...
I'm really new at this. Yeah. I've never been on an op before.
Right, that's gonna work. You take down the security. You guys figure out what to do with the body. I'm gonna try and hack the
across the lobby. Really?
Yeah. I'm gonna try and hack the security. The camera system to put in a loop to just loop the current camera situation so that you can't see. Mm-hmm. Like classic camera hacking. Like this is.
Yeah,
some speed shit.
Maybe safer to just carry him down the hallway back out the back and just throw him in the parking lot.
It'd be better to throw him out.
Put him in
a
dumpster.
In a dumpster or in a bush or something.
Come on.
I don't know.
Is there like a work locker in the security office?
Just put him in the locker.
Not large enough to hide a body.
Or we like fold him.
You guys are sick fucks.
Just like little, turn him into a swan.
Yeah.
make a swan out of him.
This isn't people origami, alright?
Fold him into a little paper boat.
26 to my
26 on what?
I rolled 26 on my computer programming to tape loop.
You're successful.
My years as a news anchor, nothing prepared me to hide a dead body.
And then you come up with the most gruesome way.
All right, yeah, you're successful in.
Is there like a floor air vent on the wall?
No,
stuff him in.
Not large enough.
Just take him out to the dumpster. Take out the trash.
Taking out the trash. It's
Cassie, any luck with that security system?
You're gonna make me cry.
just fold him in half. All right.
Okay. I rolled a 15, but I don't
Tetris
know if that's
gonna
be
to
enough.
Lot.
So maybe I want to throw a character point onto that. Can I do that?
You could.
Before he tells you whether or not it passes.
Yeah, I know.
So you can add another die, or you can use a chi point to double it. Double what you rolled.
But you only get one chi point, remember that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna roll another die with a character point then.
Okay, sure.
So that's 19 now.
19? Okay. What are you doing with security? You're trying to disable...
Basically disable it. For the time being.
What in the building, though? Because we need to get to floors 11 to 13. If we only disable those floor entrances and the elevator security, it'll be way less conspicuous than if we take out the whole building security.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. How can I be able to put this? You are almost successful in disabling the security. Are able to disable the security cameras, which is good. See, there's no one that's going to be seeing you from 11 floors 1 to 13. But you weren't unable to successfully disable the elevator security measures.
Can I try?
You totally
meanwhile,
could.
As I'm carrying the body down the hallway, rolling a stealth check so as not to draw attention to me, I rolled a 31.
Okay.
Holy cow.
Nice. You totally make it out to the back. You dump it back.
It was
back
two
with...
wild die rolls in a row and then a 5.
Need to roll?
You're my backup if you have to shoot things.
Okay. All right. You basically, you make
and
it out there.
You
dump...
now have a uniform that you can wear.
Oh.
I hope it fits. I mean, it's kind of a one-size-fits-all thing, but you should dress up too. It's a good dress up.
Yay!
Yeah. So no more
cosplay.
Tetris and a stare, sitting in a security room, pretending to be SECURITY.
You are able to partially disable the elevator systems.
All right.
Yeah.
It's always the third episode when I just kind of get goofy with my character.
Yeah,
you don't give a crap anymore.
It's
the breaking point.
It is the breaking point.
You know what? Alistair Astaire is getting really stressed out.
Yeah.
Because up until this point, he's just been like an anonymous informer, and now he's like two dead bodies deep.
Yeah.
And he's about to go break into a high security office. But, all right, this is great. Yeah. Anyway, so Tetris is dressed up as Fred's friend.
Mm-hmm. Fred's.
Oh, yeah. What was Fred's. On?
Wait, did you call her Tetris?
Yeah.
It's Tetris.
So
for a while there,
what
I was wondering.
The Fred's friend. We got his ID card and his key card. What was his name?
Ralph.
Humble.
Ralph.
Humble.
Ralph and Fred.
No. I like Howard and Fred. Fred and Howard.
Fred and Howard. Yeah, all right, yeah, fine. Exactly. Howard. Okay, his name was Howard.
Yeah. Shout outs, by the way. That was a shout out.
Yeah.
Hi, Humble and Fred.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
I hope you're listening.
If they do, that'd be amazing. All right, so you're dressing up as Howard?
Oh, yeah. I am Howard now.
Okay.
I am him.
I'm not willing to point. I don't want to point out the obvious, but you're still a girl.
Yeah, I know. I know, but I mean,
Howard never looked so beautiful, but still.
I mean, come
Howard,
on,
Dina. I'm doing my best.
Trinity was
to be
also
convincing.
A girl.
Yeah, maybe I'm just really androgynous.
Yeah,
I could
like
just
Trinity,
be really androgynous.
Like Trinity,
you could.
It's Howard Dina. They spelled her name wrong on the
Howard
name tag.
Dina.
Oh right, yeah. So, yeah. But I mean. It's looking like a kind of a middle-aged fat guy. I mean, for like Howard, really, Howard
weight.
Cleaned up well. I'm just saying. Okay,
no,
so.
they're not gonna check your ID. They're gonna check mine,
okay.
And I look exactly like Fred, right down to that cute little mole on the side of the face. It was so endearing to those ladies before the bullet hole went right through it, like
yeah,
a target.
Okay.
So, are you guys back in the room with us?
We're back.
Oh yeah, we're back.
We made it back.
Okay.
We're back.
All right,
a new
now
trick.
Everyone. Roll a perception check.
Oh, fuck. You waste too much time with your stupid banter.
Here comes the agents.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I got 6.
12.
11,
12, 13, 14, 15.
12.
15.
Yes.
14.
6.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, remember I had mentioned before that not only in the lobby was there 2 security guards, but there also were SWAT officers? They decide to, they're about to leave for break, or they're about to leave for the shift. They walk by the security office.
Oh, and they see 2 people just
And they see 2
out.
People just, that they're not in uniform, they're not, and they don't have any security badges. They
should've
one of the leader,
the, window.
The leader kind of.
We should have left Fred, or Howard, sitting in that chair slumped over.
they look at at you two, right, yeah. Julian and Cassie, and they're like, one of them says, hey, who are you?
Well, time to try an old bluff trick here.
Okay.
Say that I'm a technician sent in to look at the security systems to ensure that everything is currently operating.
Tell them that I'm your assistant.
And that this lovely character to my right is my assistant.
Roll a bluff check.
Please.
What?
That's a 6 on the wild die.
Jesus.
6 on the wild die. And a 6 on a natural die.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So that's 8 on the wild die. Plus 4 is 12. Plus another 4 is 16. Plus a 6 is 22.
And you have 5 character points, I just want to point out.
And I'm going to spend an extra character point on another die roll.
Okay.
That's a 2. So it's 24.
Okay. He doesn't believe you. Because it's close to midnight. Why would there be a technician working on the security system close to midnight when there's a shift change?
We do maintenance at our office building at midnight all the time. What are you talking about? Like in real life. They're always doing maintenance on the email servers.
He's
never, also don't look like technicians.
Yeah, you feel like you do not look like technicians.
You kind of look like that terrorist Morpheus everyone's been talking about.
So,
and I'm wearing a Kevlar vest.
So he, as well as 5 of his other comrades, point a gun, and they're like, freeze.
Hold on. Where's Fred?
We're walking back down the hallway.
You're walking down the hallway. You two are the only 2 people in the security office.
Oh, fuck.
So,
do these guys see those guys enter?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay. We're walking back down the hallway towards the security office, unawares,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah.
All right,
you two roll a perception check.
All right.
It's just a 3... So that's 13, 14,
12,
15.
5.
5?
5.
You hear...
like, herp to derp, I like this outfit.
Yeah, you basically are like, I'm in the hallway. You, on the other hand, you hear some talking, but you don't know who it is until all of a sudden you hear freeze.
Okay, I'm running towards the security office.
You're running towards the security office, okay.
In my getup with the altered residual image... on, so I'll take a -1 to my dice rolls towards the security office. Like, you know, like full sprint. I want to get there as fast as I can.
Okay. Yeah. Do a quick run check for me.
Yeah. Oh! Oh no! It fell on the floor. But it was a 6 on the wild die. That was cool. So that's the wild die becomes a 10. Plus okay. A, no, that fell on the floor, so I didn't kind of roll another one. So 10, 15, 17.
17? Okay, 17. You make it to the security office.
No, sorry. No, I was counting the +2 I have in my perception. It was 15. Oh.
And their guns are still trained on both of us, right?
Guns still trained on both of you?
I'm telling you guys, we are technicians.
And I basically say, where are your ID badges, for one? where are your ID badges? And then you come running towards the security door as they're saying this.
I was like, oh, hey, sorry, I just stepped out for a smoke. What's the problem? What's going on?
These two are not authorized to be here. They say they're technicians, but the technicians are gone for the evening. These people do not have ID badges.
I had to call them back. They hadn't done their work properly. The cameras were on the fritz up on the 11th floor.
Roll a bluff.
Yeah,
that's pretty
good. It's a good thing I'm not there. I look like a lady.
And I'll throw in a character die as well into this.
Okay.
So let me pull out the red D6. Because that number wasn't really. You know what? I'm going to do 2 character dies.
Okay.
Can I do 2? Can I add, or am I only allowed to do 1 at a time? That.
You're only allowed to use 1 at a time.
Yeah, only allowed to use 1 at a time. Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Oh, it's a wild! I get to reroll that. It was a 6. Boom! And then it was a 1. So that's a 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 7, 18,
19, 20. Okay. He believes you, but still, they don't have any security badges.
Think I had to issue it. It's just one stupid thing, and then they're in and out. Like, they were here earlier tonight, and I just, man, I'm sorry. It's late. I gotta go home. It's been a long day. I just needed to get I didn't want anyone knowing I let them go without getting the work done.
All right. Okay, so he lowers his guns.
Thank you.
And
it won't happen again, man.
Okay, and then they make their way out the door as the new SWAT team kind of comes in. And sort of takes their place, kind of guarding each of the elevator doors.
Are there
doors.
Papers in the security office here for issuing guest badges?
Guest badges, yes.
All right, I'll begin filling out some visitor forms.
Okay. All right. Fill out. All right. So you basically, I don't know. No, I won't roll for that because it's pretty easy. It's right there.
We just need clearance to get to the 11th floor. That's all.
Okay.
Or maybe the 12th and 13th. I don't know where.
I mean, I'm sure I could combine the fact that I have knowledge value and perception con into forgery, you know, and
no, I mean, they can be issued guest badges.
Yeah, I mean, they convinced I'm Fred. That worked.
Mm. Yeah, they did.
I don't know about myself.
Oh, I only have
Tetra. Where does your GPS say that the program might be?
Yeah, where might the program be?
You have a general idea. It could be saved on any of the server racks within the engineering levels.
Which floor numbers were those?
Those are
11, 12, and 13.
11, 12,
so
and 13.
Above
yes.
The floors that we have the security turned off. Well,
No. I turned them off from 11 to 13.
Oh, hey, yeah. Wonderful.
I remembered what I was doing.
Wunderbar. Wunderbar. See, this op is going really well, you guys. I whisper really quietly so that no one can hear me.
All right, let's move to
roll a perception check on that one. Or,
it would be stealth.
It would be stealth.
It would be stealth.
You have to fail this pretty miserably.
You know what? And I wouldn't even. Oh, God. And I'm going to get a minus because of the residual image. It's still on. Oh, it's a 6 on the wild die.
Oh, okay.
Yes. You are so goddamn lucky right now.
I know, right?
18. 18.
Okay. Yeah. All right. They did not hear you.
Immediately, everyone was like, "Shut the fuck up!"
All right. Okay, and so all four of you are following up to the elevator? Is that what you're doing?
Yep.
Okay, one of the SWAT guys goes to, puts his snaps in front of the elevator, goes, hey, where's your replacement?
I guess he's showing up in about 15 minutes. Well, 10 minutes from now, right? Do you mind hanging out? I mean, we got to fix the cameras here. I mean, it turns out it's a hardware issue. So I was going to escort them rather than leave them alone so you guys can keep training guns on them all night. And my replacement will be down here in like, he should be here 7 minutes from now. It sucks. He should be here already. I hate it. But
there's a security guard upstairs. They don't need to be escorted.
Fine.
So.
All right.
All right. We're on our
I
own.
I guess we're not.
It's okay. We'll thank him and go upstairs.
Okay. All right. Okay. So yeah, basically you have to wait for. I mean, it's about 11:50, so you have to wait about 10 minutes.
Except I'm going to get Howard to use the radio from the security office, asking if we're up on the 11th floor. Can you send someone up? I'm going to look on the security roster and see who's on schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So if in case they ask their name, we'll know their name. Mm-hmm. And now residual image, that won't be residual voice. I can't alter my voice with residual image, can I?
You can to a certain degree. It would sound gruff as if that person, like if it's really good, then it would sound like as if that person's
sick. I want to look on the schedule and see that, oh, I see that James is working up on that floor.
Yeah.
And I'd like to ask that James call down to SWAT to go to the security office and ask if they send someone up.
See, wait, you want to ask the guy upstairs, James.
But like, he's not going to let me pass the elevator unless I have a reason to pass the elevator.
Yeah. So you want to ask James to come down so you can go up?
No, I'm going to pretend to be James.
Oh.
You're
going to
change.
But you've never heard you've never heard his voice before.
Yeah.
Do the SWAT guys know the voice of every single fucking security guard at work?
So then you don't need to alter.
You're in the elevator. You've gone off and left. All right, Howard and I are going to figure things out. Howard and I are hanging out in the security room.
Now I'm wondering, how am I going to get up? I don't know. Okay. We're going to hang out there for now, and we'll figure that out later.
Well, you know the blueprints.
Yeah.
So
I can direct you guys while you're up there, but I can't make my way up unless I was going to somehow sneak up. But.
All right, so we're in the elevator. We're going up to the 11th. I say we try the 11th and work our way up to the 13th. Yeah. Sparrow, do you have any guns? You've got guns, right?
I've got a knife and a crossbow.
Oh fuck! All right, but those are silent killing tools.
I'm built for stealth. I'm built for stealth.
Okay, so which floor are you guys going up to?
11th first.
11th first. Okay. All right. So you make it up to the 11th floor. The doors open, and there is a short hallway. And at the end of the hallway, there is two glass doors that have a security desk in front of it, which is, I guess, we'll say James. Just for the sake of argument, James is standing there by the by security.
His friends call him Jimmy.
His friends call him Jimmy.
Jimbo.
And you and basically there is a security panel that we can be able to
swipe.
I tell
them on the elevator. Oh, it's too late now. Can I? Oh no, it's too late.
We have our radios.
Yeah, but I don't want to be talking. Oh, well, I don't know. Okay, I'm telling them up on the radio who's on watch up there, who they're going to be asking for.
And just for clarification, these are earpiece radios, right? We're not like holding
like a walkie-talkie thing.
I would hope they're pretty discreet, right?
Well, I mean, Bluetooth wasn't really a big thing in 1999.
No, but earpiece radios.
Yeah, but you can have headphones plugged into your walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
Look how cool those cell phones look. How they like open.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's gonna be somewhat futuristic.
Come on. I had in 2002, so not many years after. My first flip phone that definitely had a hands-free option, which was like those stupid little clip-on microphones you put on your lapel and had one earpiece.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And if these guys are maintenance, I could easily pull off that stupid, douchey IT look. Just saying. Sure. I know it's a bit of metagaming, but if we're trying to set it to 1999, I mean, there was no Bluetooth, but there was certainly hands-free headsets.
There were other options, okay. Definitely.
All right, you guys walk up to the security doors, and what do you try to do?
So, is there a guard at the desk behind the doors?
There's a guard at the desk, but he's not paying you no heed because he basically just kind of nods to the keypad.
Cool. All right, Well, we're not dressed as guards, so I will just I'll rap on the glass because he presumably, if under this guise as maintenance crew, we would assume that they'd been radioed up to let us know, let them know that this
with their visitor passes that I filled out for them.
So we would just rap on the glass because.
Yeah. I'm having a hard time trying to believe that the visitor's passes would allow you into engineering, which is probably the most, this is a software engineering company.
That's why I'm just rapping on the glass, asking for him, like, motioning him to come over.
Okay, all right, he walks
camera
over.
Camera on the 11th floor is on the fritz.
So he comes over?
He comes over to the glass, yeah.
Does he open, like, it's a glass door or a full glass window or what?
It is a full glass door.
Okay, I just... Can you hear, like, is it soundproof glass or is it just thin glass?
No, it's it, you can he can talk to you back and forth.
All right, so we say we're here to check on the cameras. We were sent up by SWAT.
I'm trying to think. You know what, he would have been called up, I assume, right?
Either by
that's
you.
Up to SWAT. I mean, they wouldn't let me let them up.
But you can call him.
I mean, if he wants to call down and ask, I can confirm. But yeah, no, I didn't. Like, I'm not going to medicate him. I didn't think to foreshadow doing that, so I'm not going to cheat. Right. I didn't.
Okay.
But if you know, we're in the security office, we can respond to calls.
Okay.
I'm ready to like turn the camera off and on from my location, make all it look right. Like it's not working.
You don't even need to because the camera. I already rigged the cameras, so like there.
Yeah. No, that's yeah. That's
all right.
True.
So he asks to see your badges. He sees it's visitor badges. And he goes, "Where's your engineering badges?"
That we were called in, rush, like right when we had gotten home. Apparently the cameras are on the fritz. We just raced right out, didn't have our badges. But Fred Dunn in security knows who we are and issued us these guest passes to get us up. And
all three of you forgot your passes?
Two.
I just said two. Oh, two?
Howard. Oh, right. Sorry, Howard, you're still downstairs.
There's a Tetris.
Tetra.
Tetra.
Both of you forgot your security passes?
We lived together. We were on our way home. We've like we
roll the bluff, Jack.
da-da. 16.
I'm gonna need to call downstairs because
please.
Yeah. So he calls downstairs. Goes, hey. There's two people here. They say they're part of the engineering. I haven't seen them before. I've been here for a majority of the day. Did you call them up?
Yeah, I called. I mean, it wasn't the same people that were here. They sent some other two people, but we got to get those 11th floor cameras fixed. They're not working right. It's a hardware issue, not a software patch.
I haven't heard any camera issue up here on the 11th.
Well, do you want to check? Because they're not working right. The image is fuzzy. And I mean, fine. I mean, you don't want to be supervised by the cameras. You're on your own then.
He takes a look at the cameras. And he sees nothing. He sees nothing wrong with them.
Well, no. I'm on the board going.
Actually, nod. Regardless, while his back is turned, I'm gonna silence Shahar.
Okay. One
more dead body.
Why not?
This is fucking incredible. I'm glad to have helped.
Just kill all the dudes.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
you have.
By the way, -1D because you're shooting through glass.
Sure, this is not going to go well.
Chi points will double that roll.
Well, hold on. Okay, so at least it's not that 1, 2, 3. Yeah, chi points won't help me here.
Jesus, really?
Really?
Oh, you do have three more character die.
Yeah, I can only use one per roll.
Yeah, you can.
I don't know if I use one.
That's a whole lot of single digits.
Yeah, so, okay, I'm going to fail this. So, but.
You're still going to put a hole in the glass.
I'm going to try and take a second shot with my other non-silence pistol because there are no cameras
up
here.
And the second action will just take a -1 to that action.
Exactly, so I can just roll the same.
Well, no, you're allowed to take more than one action.
I didn't critically fail. It was an awful roll. It was six.
Yeah. He didn't get the complication, though.
Jesus.
Okay. All right. You're trying two second shots, so another die.
This is my minus roll here.
Yeah.
So that's slightly better. So that is 12, 14, 16. I'm going to spend another character point to add another die.
Okay. Wait, how many die did you roll total? Like, did you -2 die from that original roll?
Yeah, I roll 6 for gunshot.
Okay.
And then, okay, this guy is another 5. So that was 16, 21. With okay. my non-silence.
I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy.
Okay. I have no idea what the hell to do at this point.
Hey, if figure out the difficulty, find out if he succeeds at the roll.
Shoots Jimmy Jimbo through the back of the head. 21, not a 16.
Jimmy Jimbo.
I mean, I'm going to need to refer to the
Jimmy,
little...
Jimmy, I'm Jam or Lammy.
yeah, I'm Jam or Lammy. I totally forgot about that.
Oh. I need to look this up. Wow, I never thought
so,
I would.
So, you know, not, at this moment, okay I'd game. Like to it's go through the life game. Of Fred, Howard, and Jimmy, the friends who worked at, they all got together to the same security job. They've been working out in, like, some low-rent apartment, really not enjoying their lives, and finally made it big. They're all going to be working at the security office of Metro, Meta, whatever, Meta Cortex. Mm-hmm. This is the big time. This is finally, things are going to be looking up.
Okay.
Jimmy was going to propose to his girlfriend next week. It was so great. But you know what? That's what happens in the Matrix. Things get too happy, and it's going to knock you down a peg. Put bullets in your head. Copper tops. Bunch of batteries. That's what it gets. You're either one of us, you're one of them.
I wish there was, like, a simple thing to look up and say, like, okay, what happens if you shoot glass? Like,
well, you said it was a -1 to shooting. Now,
minus one to shooting. And
what happens when you shoot glass? It goes through the glass.
Yeah, it goes through the glass.
And it
so
punches
it
a hole.
Yeah, it doesn't shatter.
If it's
so, okay.
tempered glass, it'll right. shatter to pieces. If it's just regular glass, it'll punch a solid hole through it.
Okay.
If it's bulletproof glass, it'll bounce back and hit our friend in
okay.
the face.
Okay, so, all right, in that case, okay, so the one bullet goes through. Hits the wall, and the second bullet just grazes his ear.
You gotta be shit.
So he's wounded, but now he's injured, but he's still alive.
Well, you know what? This guy is gonna.
Oh. So and he's already he was already close to the security desk.
I really, really, really hope that the channel was still open while the shots were being fired, because if you hear those shots, I'm going to pray that you know to shut down the communications channels.
Okay, I have a 5 dice to knowledge, so I know this is up to you, Steve. I mean, it's a bit of heavy metagaming going
it
on.
It is
here.
Definitely a very heavy metagaming. And this is as a first time GM, I don't know how to react
right.
to this.
I wasn't even thinking of that. I was sitting back enjoying the ride here. So, as much as Julian would definitely do that, Alistair Astaire is a news anchor.
That's true.
He's not. This is not his first. This is not his second Black Ops mission. This
no,
is his first Black
this is his
Ops
first
mission.
Black Ops mission.
So he hears bullets and he's thinking, "I really hope I'm recording this right now."
all right, Cassie, please.
So
do
Cassie
something.
Has a crossbow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I will say you have one shot.
I mean,
if you make it in one shot. Then he goes down without hitting the alarms.
Yeah, or, you know, sure.
If not...
You don't even have to be that obvious. He, you can do rolling duels. You can see if he can outrun...
Okay,
like,
yeah, you know what,
He should get a dexterity roll to run, outmaneuver Cassie's attack, and Cassie should have to have a reflex to see if she can go faster than that.
Okay.
You're
rolling to attack. However, whichever weapon you want to use,
and his dexterity will just increase the difficulty that, like, it's basically a dodge that he's doing, a dodge to press an alarm
button.
Well,
I just rolled the 6 on my wild.
Okay, good.
And that's why
and
you bring
four,
a little
so that
17-year-old
is a
evil
10 plus...
Asian girl along.
Another, okay, so that's 24.
What are you shooting him with?
Crossbow? Well, I mean, I could do my knife.
No, crossbow.
It's gotta be crossbow.
All way.
Okay, the knife bounces off the glass.
Crossbow.
We made it clear she was shooting the crossbow.
Okay, crossbow.
Cassie did.
Yeah, crossbow.
See, I'm in a conundrum because I don't know whether or not crossbow will be able to shoot through glass.
Do we need to go onto YouTube for this?
If it's got enough concussive force to penetrate a
plate mail, like crossbows.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. It's up to you. Is this glass stronger than steel?
It's a security door, so it's definitely tempered glass. I can allow bullets through. But
well,
I don't know
well,
about
well, it. Tempered glass, then it would have shattered.
Tempered
Sorry.
Glass, if he shot it through, would have crumpled. Because tempered glass
Sorry,
will
whatever,
crumble
that very,
like car windows.
So that basically, like the very kind of thick, I don't know the term for it. The very thick glass that you would basically like, in a way, should almost be bulletproof,
like, is this like a Fort Knox, or is this just like the engineering floor on an office building?
Yeah, like
this is an engineering floor on
security
this is an engineering floor on an office building it's a software company.
Sure, but I'm breaking.
So this is would be Fort Knox.
Sure, I'm breaking the fourth wall here on this game. Down the hall here on the office that we're filming or recording this show, there's a glass door into the reception at the top of the elevator.
Yes,
and are they those kind of glass doors?
I'd say maybe a little bit thicker than that. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just.
Well, then you know what? Then roll high low on the
D6. Yeah. You know what? Yeah.
Roll
I'll do
high
that.
Low if the crossbow bolt goes through, because neither of us knows, and this is fictional.
This is fictional. Yeah. So,
and then Cassie.
I don't know whether this is just DMing.
No. Honestly, as a DM, when things get to this contention, the easiest way is the equivalent of rock paper scissors.
Okay.
Roll
a
D6, and then Cassie says high or low, and if it's high, if it's a 1, 2, and a 3, that's low, and if it's a 4, 5, and a 6, that's high.
So okay.
And if you pick. Whatever the dice is, the crossbow bolt goes through.
Yeah.
And if you don't, it bounces harmlessly off the window and might even set off the detector.
Okay. All right. What do you want? High or low?
Well, roll the die, and then she says at the same time.
Okay.
High.
Low. Does not make it through.
All right. Guns amazing. All right.
So security guard
and
is...
party's been split.
Security guard basically is able to hobble his way over to the... to the security desk and sounds the alarm.
I'm going to kick through this fucking glass. I mean, I'm assuming this is now that bullet through it, crossbow dented off it. I can kick this thing out.
Yes, you can. All right, yeah, let's do that. So,
all right.
Okay.
I'll help you.
That would be a strength.
Yeah.
It won't be much, but any help is help, right?
That is, 10 to break the glass with my foot.
You need to roll again.
is this all happening in the same round? Like, now what's Jimbo doing? Like Jimbo fired the alarm.
He fired the alarm.
You got your turn to kick the door.
He's now ducking down underneath the security desk.
What? And then Howard and I are downstairs.
Howard and you are downstairs, so the fire alarm goes off.
Cassie, what are you doing?
Cassie, what are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yes.
Can I
He's already tried to break down the door. Didn't exactly work.
Okay. My strength is one roll, and I just rolled a 4, so that's probably absolutely 0 health. Cool. So, can I roll perception to see what's around, to see if maybe there's a way I can get in?
Fuck it. I'm hacking the matrix. I am fucking concussive waving this thing out.
Okay. All right.
Fucking kinetic wave.
I mean,
that's
there
what
is
I'm
a
doing.
Security panel. Just letting you know.
Okay, then I'll hack the panel, I guess. Hack the planet, I guess.
Hack the planet.
No superpowers.
It's up to you. It's completely up to you.
Just hack the matrix.
Hack the matrix. You can totally
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, Iron Fist.
No, I'm Iron Fist. All right,
fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right, okay, that's a lot of rolls here. 6, 7. 17.
17? Yeah, what the hell? You break the glass.
Yeah, after crossbow, bullet, one kick,
yes.
Two.
And then supernatural ability to break a fucking pane of glass.
He's like, you know what?
Honestly, the glass door was the biggest challenge of the night. We bluffed our way past trained SWAT professionals, got them to lower their guns. Jimbo is going to have his fingers ripped out of him.
That's...
Oh, jeez.
Oh, poor Jimmy. He's going to die.
On that bright and
death.
Shiny note, that's how we're going to end this episode. So, we'll, now that they've finally broken through glass, which apparently no one knew how to be able to react to glass, that's a security door, even myself.
I'm just imagining in my head how that went down.
I'm pretty sure it should have just exploded.
Oh my god, Sparrow and Radex are standing, are finally made it their way through the past security point on the engineering level.
So ridiculous.
Howard and Fred, humble Howard and Fred, are down in the security office. Who knows what's going on down there once the security alarm goes off?
I guess we should stay at our post.
So, with that in mind, you'll have to tune in next week to find out exactly the finale, the final conclusion to The Matrix. Deletion.
Spoiler alert. It's the episode where we all die.
All right. So for These Warriors Are Terrible, I've been Steve Snowball Sailor. You're apparently a pretty bad game master at this point.
I'm Julian. Don't bring a gun to a glass door fight. Explain.
Oh, jeez. Oh, it's not so bad.
And we have
Erica Sailor Senshi Sabo.
And
Cassie Casabella Choo Choo.
And
Justin, so ridiculous, Mr. Ecock.
And like I said, I've been Steve Snowball Sailor. If you want to be able to check out our sponsors, offworlddesigns.com, where you can be able to get some cool merch, noblenight.com for some cool RPG books that are never out of print.
Don't feel bad. Julian was really rolling really crappy rolls.
These warriors are fucking terrible. These
warriors
are terrible.
Are
the worst.
And apparently the GM, too. So we'll see you next week.
I didn't see that in the movies.
I didn't see that in the movies either. This is the Three Stooges version of The Matrix.
Just
brought my frag grenades.
All right. As always, I remain obediently yours. We'll see what happens next week.
You have just listened to This Week in Geeks. These warriors are terrible. Did our terrible warriors succeed in saving the day? Did someone do something completely insane and stun the GM into a stupefied silence? And lastly, did someone get punched square in the goodie bags? Also, are there any settings or RPG systems you'd like the terrible warriors to visit? Do you have your own shameful, awesome, or just plain silly RPG adventures? Tell us with a comment on this episode post or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. Until next time, geeks and gamers, the dice has been put away, the books back on the shelf, and the Cheetos stuck to the floor. For these warriors are terrible!